There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today. There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Sports fans, are you considering a career change? The U.S. Census Bureau says those with a master's degree earn 30% more than those with a bachelor's. Don't drop the ball. Increase your earning power by completing a master's degree in 18 months or less at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Radios. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ronji. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn at one low price. ChicagoWolves.com. The Blackhawks have 3 games left on their road trip. The first of those 3 is tonight in Minnesota. Corey Crawford is going to get the start in goal. The Blackhawks have gone 1-2 so far on this trip. The suspension for Daniel Carcillo, it's over. He's eligible to play tonight. And Chris Versteeg is expected to return to the Blackhawks lineup early next homestand. This according to head coach Joel Quenneville. Though the Bulls sit in 4th place in the Eastern Conference, Coach Tom Thibodeau, his team is approaching the All-Star break a week from Friday.
It's coming at a good time, I think. We had a lot of games last month, so it's a chance for us to gather, you know, ourselves and get some work in, to also get a little bit of rest, which was good. But to lock into what we have to do going forward.
The Bulls right now moving forward are just a half game in front of the Cleveland Cavaliers. That team has won 11 in a row. Mike Dunleavy is going to sit out tomorrow against the Rockets. Thibodeau called that a bone bruise, said the ankle injury worse than originally thought. Patriots were going to celebrate their Super Bowl win with a parade in Boston today that's been postponed until tomorrow because of the winter storm they had there recently. Baseball Cuban second baseman Yoan Moncada is now a free agent, according to Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports. Moncada is now free to sign with any major league team. College basketball tonight, the Illini take on Rutgers. We're going to have the broadcast starting at 8 o'clock here on The Score. And AHL, Rochester a win over the Wolves today, 3-2. This update brought to you by Sports Mockery, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Blackhawks coverage on The Score presented by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light's the perfect beer for whatever happens. 670 weather, expecting about an inch of snow. Some areas will get a little bit more than that. A low of 23, high of 25 tomorrow and cloudy. I'm Chris Ronji. You are listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
This hour brought to you by Townstone Financial.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Chicago's There he is. 403 Chicago Sports Radio 670 scoreboards in Bernstein. I take it that's probably what we got here.
Yeah, you know, I'm gonna have to turn off the text. I just you would not believe the anti-vaxxers out there right now. It is
they're still doing it.
Still saying you know, it's my choice, it doesn't affect you. Yes, it does.
Of course it does.
Herd immunity, idiot.
Idiots.
I mean, seriously, find a board-certified doctor and don't rely on some internet crackpot or some idiot on television. This is unbelievable.
So why it's happening, though?
Everywhere. The 309 is real. I mean, just every. There's
where's
so many,
309?
Where's 309? That Quad Cities? I mean, it's oh, just Lord. Awful. It's off. It's just wrong. And it's like, you tell the whole truth. Talk about Big Pharma. You're just giving your side. There are no sides. It's not a debate.
Haystacks Calhoun was a Big Pharma.
There are no sides.
No. I thought we made that clear. But again, I
good
see what
God,
I mean.
People.
Good God, y'all.
I mean, it's just it's just disheartening. It's so many people are so actively,
well, it's happening
stupid.
Right in front of you, this stuff. It's happening right in front of you. Stuff that was eradicated is back. That doesn't ring any, that doesn't do anything for you? Nothing? The truth does nothing for you, right? I don't want to keep, that's an hour ago.
You're still doing this. All right, well, let's
get to this. I don't.
This was a 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. This is Arizona Cardinals linebacker Larry Foote.
Well, I look at Marshawn, and you hear in the media, he always mentioned his foundation and what he likes to do for the city of Oakland. You know, I'm from the same type of urban environment that he's from. And the biggest message that he's giving these kids, he might not want to admit it, is the hell with authority. I don't care. Find me. I'm going to grab my crotch. I'm going to do it my way. In the real world, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't. I mean, how can you keep a job? And I mean, you got these inner city kids. They don't listen to teachers. They don't listen to police officers, principals. And these guys can't even keep a job because they say F authority. And just imagine what Bettis, an impact he had on my life as a youth and other kids in the city, and it's the total opposite. And he needs to really check himself and understand that you're hurting these kids. You're not helping them. Yeah, you can give them PlayStations and free camps and T-shirts and cleats, but the biggest message that you're giving these guys is the hell with authority, do it your way. In the real world, you're hurting these kids because it doesn't work that way.
Man, that's a standing ovation. That touches a lot of bases that couldn't be. That's true. True.
He can
across
say
the
it.
Board.
And he can
he
say
it. He can
say
it. I can't. I could say it. I think it, but I can't say
he
it.
He set it up really intelligently, too, by first mentioning the stuff that Lynch says about helping children and his foundation. So he feeds out the rope right there, and then he sets the trap when he says that you're going against what you say about doing the right thing by these kids.
Agreed.
That's great.
That really is. God, I had no idea that somebody would do that. Somebody would, wow, good for you, Larry Foote.
That's
good for you.
That's outstanding. He's right. It doesn't work that way in the real
world.
Well,
I think you really do need some people speaking and listening and paying attention. And I don't think about it one way or the other, Marshawn Lynch. I try not to. And it's not because I was in the business. I try not to think about that kind of stuff. But that's a great point. I never really went that deep into thinking about him. I just sort of ignore him and think he's an asswipe and move on with my life. But when you look at it that way, much more intelligent way than I looked at it.
Walter in Waukesha is on the score.
How you guys doing today?
Good.
You know, I know people, you know, calling in and stuff like that, talking about the Bulls and this, that, and the other. But to me, it's like, the offense was a lot better than it has been years past where they'd have finished in the bottom going into the playoffs as far as offense. I'm not worried about their defense. You know, for some, I'm not, because, you know, if they get eliminated in the first round, then you can say it's a concern. But if they get past the first round, then you can say that the offensive changes that they made was beneficial.
No, we're saying it now because we're watching what's going on.
I understand what you're watching, what's going on, but the offense is better. They've been in the bottom every year, and you even said yourself then. You was like, oh, Joakim Noah playing point guard.
They were constipated last year.
Well, they're constipated.
Awful
last year, but they're
painful.
But it's not one or the other. They simply have a different problem this year.
I understand that, but do you remember last year when you was like, Joakim Noah playing
I'm not comparing this to last year's team. I'm looking at it as this year's team.
Yeah, look, we made the point over and over that last year's offense was painfully bad. Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
But that doesn't mean that this year's defense can't keep them from winning a championship.
But they turn it on against top-notch teams. You know.
No, they don't. No, they haven't been.
Oh, man, come on. In the Golden State game, come on.
Oh, you,
that game?
Come on now. You really believe that in a series they could beat Golden State four times?
Yeah, I think they could beat
Golden State. You're watching
Tibbs
different.
Tibbs will run those guys off the trade line. Believe that.
Walter,
you're watching different games.
No, I'm not. Well, dude, you know what?
They also play without their best big man.
Listen. I hope Steve Kerr gets some guys farther in the playoffs this year because you fire Mark Jackson and stuff like that. So get to the Western Conference.
They fired Mark Jackson because everybody hated him.
What I'm saying is get to the Western Conference Finals. If Steve Kerr was the answer, get to the Western Conference Finals.
What do you have against Steve Kerr?
No. What I'm saying is this right here. Y'all are trying to compare about how good they is and stuff like that. And I'm telling you, the Tibbs will run them off the trade line. And what I'm saying is
they would beat the Bulls in five.
They would beat the Bulls in five.
Yes. Yes, they would. They played without their best big men. They had no matchup. It was like the JB team trying to guard the Bulls. All the Bulls are healthy, and you bring back Mike Dunleavy and bring back Bogut. And you tell me how that goes then.
Bad.
I mean, they don't, you know, you're not 36-6 by a fluke. Whatever it is.
Vernon not. In Dalton, you're on the score.
Hello, how you doing today?
Okay.
My comment is about Derrick Rose. I'm not proclaiming to be that great a basketball expert, but as I look out there, the last game I saw, he had 11 turnovers, and I think one game, maybe the game after, he shot 7 for 26.
Correct.
And he's not that good on defense, and they're talking about the coach. I mean, like, it seems like somebody should. Number one, he's a point guard, and he's not running a team.
He's not really a point guard.
Yeah, that's it. That's the
thing. Derrick Rose is really not a point guard.
He doesn't see the court like Chris Paul or guys who are true point guards.
He's not a facilitator.
He's a scoring.
He's a scorer who can find guys who are open because of a defensive attention paid to him. Yeah. He's not a floor general.
He did one thing. He came down court in one play, and there's a guy who was on the court with Aaron, and Aaron was down the court behind the three-point line, and Rose looked at him and turned his back and went to the other side of the court, and Aaron was there by himself. And in my understanding, Aaron is shooting 30% to 40% from the three-point line. I don't know what Rose is shooting. He just turned his back. He was there by himself. And he went to the other side of the court and jumped up and shot. He shot a three-point. He hit it. But that right there just depicts.
He's not a distributor.
Right.
I mean, that's not his game. Has never been his game.
He's not good at finding
open
guys.
He's a powerful, penetrating guard who can score from all. I mean, but the thing is, and his shooting has been awful. I mean, the problem is what I have with him is, I wish he knew, even though he that would be his role, I wish he knew a good shot from a bad shot. I wish he did.
They doesn't. Look good.
Yeah, he just doesn't. I mean, when you're, this road trip has been, you know, even though now they proved, of course, they could beat Golden State in a series.
Mm-mm.
No.
This is Tim. He's on the score.
No.
Tim?
Hey, sorry, guys. Hey, I wanted to ask you, what do you think that the league should do about players like Marshawn Lynch, where he just doesn't want to talk?
I mean, they fine him.
I mean, should he have to? What if he doesn't want to?
It's an important part of the job.
Okay, but what if he's no good at it? He just doesn't want to.
Well, it's not true though. He is good at it. If he wants to be.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
You just have to be available and answer questions, and it really isn't that difficult.
Okay, I don't see, you know, if he doesn't want to talk, I don't know why they force him to, or really any player for that matter.
Because it's part of the job.
Well, part of his job is playing football.
Part of the job is doing that
in Super Bowl week. That's probably I think they find him, we're going to find $500,000, right? I mean, then that's why.
If you are or want to be a truck driver, there's never been a better time to check out Schneider. And that's saying a lot. For 80 years, Schneider has delivered rewarding truck driving careers. And now we're adding many new customers with January startup dates. That means even more opportunities for you in 2015. See all that Schneider has to offer and and apply at SchneiderJobs.com or call 800-44-PRIDE. That's SchneiderJobs.com or 800-44-PRIDE.
So it gives no answers. But no, that you won't say that either.
Stop swearing on the radio. Every show, it seems now. Is this another new concept to people that the Federal Communications Commission prevents you from saying certain things on the air? Really? Why is it every show now?
It's like we're doing something in an alternate universe or something. I first of all, the call was awful. And then he closes with that. And I would love to use that word. I'd love to. We used to be able to. Of course, we can't now. But, I mean, I don't know what your argument is. It's part of the deal. And it should be. Afraid. I'm not afraid of it.
Daryl on the west side. You're on the score.
Hey, gentlemen. Just a quick point. Kind of piggybacking, but just taking a different angle. I do agree completely with what Larry Foote said. Bravo, all of that. My question is, and I think that you guys are both very analytical. I've heard you through the years. Does he have, Marshawn Lynch, that is, does he have this situation that's like, let's say, Kevin Hester or William Perry, where that he just gets verklempt in front of a microphone and he just doesn't want to talk? I mean, I guess I'm asking for your insight.
William Perry loved to talk.
No, quite the opposite. Yeah, we had our Thielen last week and asked him a direct question. We thought, okay, we'll check with somebody because I think we knew the answer, my friend, and we called Art. No, absolutely not. He can absolutely do it and be completely sane and logical and a good talker.
And Devin Hester can talk too, just nobody can understand him.
Understand him, yeah, it's two different problems. But no, Marshawn Lynch doesn't have any of that. Didn't have any of that.
D.C., Southside, you're on the score.
Hey, how you doing, fellas?
Okay.
All righty. I want to talk about the Bulls for a hot second. Derrick Rose, you know, if Derrick could give us 20 points, 10 assists, 4 turnovers, we would be doing so much better as a team. And also, if Thibodeau would just play the rookie that he would not play, the rookie can shoot. And if he put him out there, Dunleavy has been gone for, over a month now?
17, 18 years, something like that.
Right.
He's been going a while,
put
yeah.
the rookie out there. Let the rookie get a chance to get some shots in. The man can play. And I think that would help the Bulls so much, and they wouldn't have went into this little slump that they're in. I think it's Thibodeau, man. And I don't like the way they played the calls that he played for offense. It's terrible.
Well, I think over a period of time that what's happened here is that, you know, they are a good offensive team. There's nothing wrong with their offense. But 20 and 10 for Derrick. Derrick is not going to get 10 assists every night. That's just not what he does. And the other problem is we started the show with, or somewhere near the start of the show, is that while you are continuing to try to find something, and you won't use the people on your bench, and you're tiring out other guys on the team and playing them through double overtime, just playing them every minute, playing them 10 extra minutes for no reason. Somebody else is getting good at basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you think, see, I don't think they can beat Atlanta right now, and they can't beat Washington right now, because they have what troubles the Bulls. They do things to you that would trouble the Bulls. And now all of a sudden, you have the giant looming specter of LeBron and friends sitting there.
A motivated LeBron who's starting to see that his team might be good. Might,
yes, he's starting to see it. So, I mean, it's like, okay, it's nice, you know, little mini slumps don't bother you. Maybe Minnie Pearl doesn't bother either.
Oh, she hasn't bothers me terribly. You know that she's bedeviled me forever.
Yeah, her and Rochester. But I think that as a Bulls fan, you should be concerned about the fact you can't stop people. In the three aforementioned teams, LeBron and the Cavs are going to do whatever they want to the Bulls. Who's going to stop them? And you got three guys. You got a guy who can shoot threes. Hasn't been getting a lot of, but you can't leave him alone. So you better put somebody on him. You can't let him out there. And the guard, you're not going to stop him. Kyrie Irving's going to get his shots against anybody. Have you seen him lately?
That's Boris. I'm Bernstein. We've got more to come, including Hub at 5 on the score.
Thanks for keeping us the number one sports station in Chicago. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. After an absolutely disastrous effort at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, Tiger Woods looks to get right this week at Torrey Pines. Yeah, that's probably not happening. Not when he has a full-blown case of the chip yips. And if you have that, and apparently he does, you wouldn't have a prayer playing high school golf, much less competing on the PGA Tour. Woods allegedly was the mentally toughest guy to ever play that sport, and now he's a basket case. So far in his own dome that there is no way out. We all knew this guy would ultimately break down physically, but what I did not expect to see was a complete breakdown mentally, and that is what we're seeing, and it's not an easy fix. The energy and the passion simply are not there, and it's not just his swing, it's his swagger. It's dead. I never thought that I would say it, but it looks as if the end is near for the cat. I'm Jim Rome.
At Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, we answer the world's questions. It's why our faculty earn patents year after year and create startups to develop clean energy. Why our students take top honors in industrial design and cyber defense competitions. And why our flying Salukis are 9-time national champs. We want you to bring your questions to our next open house. Ask us anything. Find your answers. Go to siu.edu/openhouse.
It's time to do our taxes, which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
Content.
Guys, listen. If you really want to dominate Valentine's Day, skip the roses and send the 50 Shades of Grey Bear instead. Just in time for the movie opening, he's available exclusively at VermontTeddyBear.com. Specially designed for fans of the best-selling story, the 50 Shades of Grey Bear even comes with his own set of mini handcuffs. And if you don't think she's into that kind of thing, oh, think again. She is. She read the book. She can't wait for the movie. Indulge her and your darkest desires. Tied on the limited edition 50 Shades of Grey Bear at VermontTeddyBear.com. That's VermontTeddyBear.com. She can't help but submit to loving him and you. Overnight delivery guaranteed to dominate Valentine's Day. Call 1-800-829-BEAR or visit VermontTeddyBear.com. That's 1-800-829-BEAR. Or VermontTeddyBear.com and tell him the score.
This is Big Doug Buffon, and I hate going to the dentist. I mean, I'd prefer to get knocked out by Obradovich. But when I have to, the only place I'll go to is Webster Dental Care. My family and I have been going to Webster Dental Care for over 30 years. The professional care, respect, and gentle touch make going to the dentist darn easy. Never thought I'd say that. With 7 Chicagoland locations, it's easy to get to no matter where you are. So whether you're in major need or just haven't been for a while, go see my friends at Webster Dental Care on the web at webdentalchicago.com. Tell them Big Doug sent you and get $100 off on your first visit.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Are you in debt and struggling to make even the minimum payments on your credit cards? Consolidated Credit can work with your creditors to lower your payments and reduce or even eliminate your interest charges. Get a free consultation by calling 800-519-1658. That's 800-519-1658 to start breaking free from your debt. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. MDDM-19 or TM-80031.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get two free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.
That local.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
The ACN.
The Granny Girls too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
Biggest.
Wow. 426, Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. Talked about a variety of things today. And having fun while the snow comes down.
Yeah, more of it.
Yeah. How's your drive? You okay on your streets? You're okay on your main streets, aren't you?
Yeah, the side streets are bad. But the thing is, because of the timing of the snow, I couldn't wait for the neighborhood kids to come around and shovel it. And I had to get to the back door of my house to the detached garage. And it was literally up to the middle of my chest.
Yeah, Mike.
Took a while.
Yeah.
It took a while, but we're good. Brad in Lake Villa, you're on the score. Hi, Brad.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're fine.
Hey, I love your show, but I got a question for, you know, first of all, let me start out by saying I'm a huge Bulls fan, okay? All these people calling in saying that the Bulls are going to beat all the big-name teams and everything like that in the playoffs, show me a team that has played consistently inconsistent as the Bulls have, that has won a championship in any sport. It's just not possible.
Well, I think the people are saying that the Bulls will eventually play more consistently in the regular season when they figure out their rotation and then win a championship. I think that it's much more of a reach than it was, seeing that other teams have identified their struggles now. This is what happens. That maybe they could have hid something for a while, but now it's very difficult to hide what's wrong with the Bulls.
Yep. And way too easy. Way too easy to get the shot you want, no matter what the situation. That is a tough one there, especially when you've seen the Bulls over the years. And whoever was doing that, Noah was always waiting for him, made it difficult. Didn't always get to exactly where he needed, but made it more difficult than now. Now, you need a shot from 8 feet, walk in and get it. It's all right. Big situation? Walk right in and get it. I mean, I love Eric Bledsoe. You know, I liked him since way back when, but that can't happen. It can't happen.
Unfortunately, it is happening. When
regularity.
And we used to trust as fans that the one thing that this team consistently would do is take away what you wanted to do. Your first thing, they'd just chop it off. And then an opponent would go into a game saying, yeah, well, you know, we'd love to run this guy off a down screen, but we know it's not coming because they know it's coming and they'll just take it away. They'll just stop it.
Yeah,
and then they'll get back.
Consistent, inconsistent. Right now, even with the rotation set, Dunleavy comes back and he's Dunleavy again. I don't know what exactly if that makes a huge difference, but it still doesn't really help your defense very much. I mean, you're still having this problem. And I other teams are just either getting better or staying at a level where you know. Then a playoff series, they would present exactly the kind of problems that make them worse. You play Washington? You guys are going to, the man with the porn and the pig is going to have a field day.
Yeah, they get the stuff that they want to get. And they're running for mid-range. They run screens for mid-range shots. And the Bulls are great at running you off the three-point line. But that's not what they're looking for.
No.
They're looking for Bradley Beal hitting an 18-footer off a pin down. And if that's not there, he throws it right down to the screener. Screener rolls to the basket, gets a guy on his hip, and then if he misses the first shot, the other big comes over and taps it in. There's just too much of that.
And there, and both of them physically are, I mean, you're going to have a problem with them. And I mean, you have a problem with them in all parts, and they've not been playing well, by the way. Washington's not been playing well lately. They're a little bit up and down. But even if it's not Washington, although they play well against the Bulls, you're going to have a problem with the Cavs. LeBron's always going to be a problem. And he is alive and kicking, by the way. He's 30, not 40. And the Atlanta Hawks are not playtime. Yes, they got beat. Oh, Anthony Davis last night, just a bitch when he plays. Holy God. But, you know, they finally get beat after when it was a 19 in a row. But, Tim, you wouldn't have thought to say, if you said, what's a candidate to win 19 in a row?
I would not have had them on.
No.
I wouldn't.
But they play it, man.
Wouldn't wrong, but I would not have had them on
there.
They
play it, though. They're difficult.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Grab a Wolves fan 4-pack, 4 tickets, hot dogs, sodas, and popcorn. One low price, ChicagoWolves.com. Corey Crawford's going to be the starting goaltender for the Blackhawks tonight, and he's got a good recent track record against his opponent in the Minnesota Wild. He's played them and won the last 4 starts, so he's going to get the start tonight. The puck's going to drop at 7. Coach Joel Quenneville says he expects Chris Versteeg back early in the Hawks' next homestand, which starts next week. All-Star Weekend is coming up in the NBA. Mike Dunleavy could be out for the Bulls until after that. In the meantime, he says he's getting there, but slowly.
From a day-to-day getting around basis, I'm not really feeling much anymore. It's just when I get on the court. And like I said, I can do a lot of things on the court. I can move around a little bit in the half court. I can shoot. But when it comes time to run and start turning it up, I'm not there yet.
Coach Tom Thibodeau said it was a bone bruise, a little bit worse than originally thought. The Bulls take on the Rockets tomorrow. A juror in the Aaron Hernandez murder trial has been dismissed after the judge found she may have formed an opinion on the case outside of the actual trial. College basketball tonight, Northwestern takes on Nebraska, and it's the Fighting Illini against Rutgers in a game on the score. Our broadcast at 8 o'clock. American Hockey League Rochester, a win over the Wolves today, 3-2. This update brought to you by Cassidy Tire and Service. Visit CassidyTire.com. And interact with your favorite shows on 670 The Score, brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. Text to 67011. We will send you a message confirming we received it. Message and data rates do apply. I'm Chris Ranji, and you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Top of the hour, Hub Arkish will join us, as he always does on Tuesday, probably his final Tuesday visit of the year. Unless we just say, Hub, and I always say this every year, Hub, how about you call every Tuesday at 5 o'clock and we just talk about life?
And he always says that he'll do it.
Yeah, and then he's never there. He just completely says, I don't want to talk to those ass wipes. And, you know, that's okay. I understand that. I've heard a lot of that over the years. But anyway, he will join us at 5. We'll put a bow on this football season with him.
Here's our buddy Westside Cliff on the score. Hello, Cliff.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey.
Let me ask you a question. But Terry, trust me, I had a great Super Bowl. Oh, my God, did I?
okay.
I had to say that, Terry, because you guys are talking about the alone, so I had, like, I was going to go out, but I had a fist to myself. Oh, mm-hmm. My God. I was in heaven. Watch the game and no noise. Let me ask you something about
Johnny
Manziel and Josh Gordon. Now, I know Manziel is going to rehab.
Yep.
Dan, you've talked about him. I've watched him in college, and I knew this cat was a party boy all the way. You're not rolling up a dollar and giving it to the bathroom attendant. You're starting to cope with that, okay? So he has had a lot of incidents before he's gone to rehab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he came through the test without any positive tests. I know Josh Gordon, you know, has had his problems and everything, but he's been very productive, as Johnny Manziel has not. Now, I know the investment they have in him and what they're looking from him, but do you see, am I wrong to see any inconsistencies on the treatment of the two players?
Well, that's
because
a good...
I definitely do.
That's a very good question. And especially because Gordon himself, I think it depends, Cliff, the extent to which you believe Gordon's claims about secondhand smoke.
Well, I thought about that, Dan, but you had pointed me to the article on the Four Letter Network, and I read everything, and it's like his teammates, you know, this guy is, put it this way, Josh is functional with this problem, as Manziel is not. You know what I mean?
Yes, so I know exactly what you mean.
You know, he hasn't failed a test, which I don't know how that happened. If Gordon gets tested for alcohol and this guy's a habitual drunk, you know what I mean? It's like something is just not right in how they're throwing this out there, like, oh, this guy, and this guy's just bad. You know what I mean? I don't want to go there because I don't want to barrage all the calls. I read the comments and everything, so I don't want to go there explicitly, but you know what I'm saying. It just seems like something is very inconsistent about this treatment.
Well, Josh Gordon, very angry. Barkley and others saying, I'm not going to die. There's nothing wrong with me. That's not going to happen. So really angry about all of this stuff. And Manziel, Cliff, I mean, there are all kinds of red flags about him. And I don't think the fact that he's drunk has any effect on him being bad at quarterback. You know, unless it's not putting in the time necessary, because if you watched him this year.
But that's a different question, though. Yeah, he didn't ask that question. He asked, is there a difference in the treatment? And the answer is yes, because Manziel could probably deserve more heat for apparently doing everything he can do to flush away this opportunity. Where he's right, where Gordon, even though he's got stuff showing up in his system, and there's a lot of levels to this. Because first of all, there's the level of professionalism. Has Gordon really allowed it to affect his job? Has he been late for practice? Is he not putting in the work? We haven't heard it. There are no reports of that.
I don't know.
And second of all, one would say that on the one hand, the league is talking out of both sides of its mouth, because the league is talking about marijuana being perhaps something that could help players. There could be medicinal effects. They're not ruling it out. That there's still the demonization of marijuana. Now, Gordon does have a DUI, right?
He does.
Okay. So that doesn't help. If we're actually like laying out the ledger here, that doesn't help him. But I think on the one level, you have the continued reefer madness, which is misplaced and ridiculous, when most doctors will tell you that alcohol is more dangerous. But that's the thing. That's your red flag. That's your failed test. So you get all that. When if you look at what's in front of Manziel, what he's doing, everything he can do to try to throw away. You know, you can argue that he should be treated worse, although he hasn't broken any laws.
Yeah, but he hasn't. Yeah, he doesn't have the backstory that Gordon does. Gordon's been doing this. I mean, he's had trouble with the NFL forever for this stuff. I mean, whatever it is, he's had the trouble. His record is bad. All Manziel, first of all, he didn't appear in that many games. And it's very possible he's just bad. But he didn't, you know, he wasn't caught doing anything. So if he wants to, if somebody finally gets to him and says, dude, you got to stop. If you want to play football, you got to stop. Personally, I think at this point, it's not going to make any difference. But I don't think the treatment's been any different. He puts himself in rehab.
Rod is on the score. Hello, Rod.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Hey, I was wondering, did any of you guys hear Colin Cowherd yesterday on the Johnny Manziel piece? And he wasn't specifically talking about his addiction, but he talked about that there were heavyweight media members who had this information and refused to go with it in the concern of losing their careers.
What information specifically?
That, you know, he had these problems.
Well, everybody knew he had these problems. That's not a secret.
That's all he did, yeah.
But they sat on it. He made it seem like everybody was scared to come out with it because they were, you know, Puffy's covenant next coming. And Skip Bayless was the only one that had courage to do it. And I know you guys feel, I'm pretty confident on how you guys feel about him. And just wondering, you know, have you heard anything like that?
There was no secret here. He's been partying forever. He was doing it at Texas A&M. Everywhere he's been. And in the offseason, there he is in Vegas. I mean, it's not like, oh, my God. He's never said no to a good time. I don't think there's any hidden... I mean, I don't know what would be hidden. There are pictures of him.
I said he wouldn't be on my draft board.
No, I know.
Not interested.
Yeah, I don't think this is a mystery when Jerry Jones wanted to take him and they finally talked him out of it. But I think you kind of knew, didn't you?
I
I guess.
Maybe people didn't. We were learning that. I don't know.
I don't.
All right.
That's all. The entire summer was pictures of him partying.
He's Terry Bores. I'm Dan Bernstein. You have the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids. Donate your car today. Yeah, yeah.
From the best vineyards. That's right, it's back. But sometimes those vineyards make a little too much wine, and then you get this special opportunity because of American negociant Cameron Hughes, who buys up those extra bottles from these estate vineyards and then sells them directly to the customer. That means incredible wine at an amazing price. I turned a lot of people onto the Lot 555 2012 Napa Cabernet the last time we did this, and everybody is raving about this wine. Already, this didn't take long, already it has been named a medal winner by the San Francisco Chronicle, and this is from an estate in Rutherford that they are not allowed to show on their label by the deal that he cut here with this. They can't show the Rutherford designation, but you'll know it if you know your wine when you sip this. This is a massive Cabernet. It's structured to age beautifully. This is something that can sit on your rack for 25 years, but it is a this tastes like a $150 wine. It's $29. And free shipping is back with Valentine's Day coming up. Get yourself this wine and others. Wine is really heavy, and free shipping is an insane deal. And Cameron's doing it for the Bores and Bernstein listener. What you got to do right now, go to chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left corner. chwine.com, click the microphone, enter Dan, D-A-N. You save a ton of money on shipping. This wine and others delivered right to you. It's a no-brainer for Valentine's Day. That's chwine.com. Go to the microphone. Enter Dan. You need to try this wine now. It's amazing. This offer won't last.
I dipped tobacco for 18 years, and now that scares me. I used to do it after hockey games or on long car rides, then it became a habit. I never used to pay much attention to the potential side effects, but now I'm older, with a family, now I need to. I still have the urges, but these days I pack naturally with Jake's Mint Chew. It's non-nicotine, tobacco-free, made of USDA certified organic mint. Jake's is long cut, holds well, has good flavor, and helps me avoid going for my chew tobacco. I've turned my friends on to Jake's, and I'm recommending it to you. Go to jakesmintchew.com. Chew healthy, chew mint.
It's time to do our taxes. Woo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.
Purchase monthly and other fees apply. See package for details. Successful card setup is required.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Roscoe Lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
Did you know for less than a dollar a day, you could save thousands in future medical costs? The solution is the One Touch Mailr Medical Personal Protection Plan featuring the Medical Alert System. At the touch of a button, Mailr Medical will provide assistance 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. You just plug the unit into a power outlet and connect to a phone line. For more information, call 1-800-760-2067. That's 1-800-760-2067.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Now it's time for 10 Seconds of Glory. Record your own 10 Seconds of Glory by downloading the free Audio Roadshow app for your smartphone. Today's question is...
Who else did Michael Jordan punch in the face that we haven't heard about?
All of Terry's monkeys.
His mother, when she told him he had to take the garbage out.
Just name any white guy that played for the Bulls when he was there.
This has been your 10 Seconds of Glory on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
What the hell was that?
I think it's exactly right. I think it's just because of your footprint, your size in the radio business.
Yeah. Well, it's about a size one. But that's fine. It's nice. You know, I guess people like my monkeys.
In Schaumburg, Zach is on the score on the Boers and Bernstein Show.
Hey, guys. That was just thanks for taking my call. I just want to get your thoughts on what do you think the biggest difference is between, you know, the defense this year and the last couple of years. Is it just injuries? Is it effort? Is it a combination of different things?
No, we spoke specifically.
Soft in the middle.
The biggest difference is Pau Gasol is playing center.
Okay. So if they just, I mean, and they're reluctant to go back to have Joe at center and Pau at four?
You can't play Pau at the four.
That'd be bad for you.
This is the deal that you made. Whether you like it or not, this is the deal you made that you got to live with Gasol's defense.
Yep.
Okay. And then real quick, one more question. Thanks. Mirotić, he went from being like rookie of the year, rookie of the month, to it's kind of falling off. Is it due to an injury, you think, or is it?
No, he's fine.
Nope,
he's fine. Played 12 minutes the other night, started the game, and I never saw him again. Seriously, thanks for the call, but why, oh why? How can you take out the man I love to watch his magnificent beard? You know what I mean? I really, on that team, what can he possibly do that makes it worse?
West Side Chris, you're on the score.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Those anti-vaccination people almost got you to blow a gasket, Dad.
Well, it's, you know what?
We're used to it.
They've got to realize that you're not allowed. It's not just a choice for you and your kids. You're endangering everyone.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly. I just got a couple of quick notes. One basketball, right. one hockey. Hey, with Tibbs and the infighting between him and management and his refusal to shorten to lengthen that bench to save those his core group, which is old and injured, is crazy. And, you know, right now, Gibson is the black hole and on offense. And that my hockey question is, you know, anytime the Hawks play those teams that got size and can skate, you know, no matter how much they like to play their game of keep away, man, they just get, you know, knocked around. And I think they get a little gun-shy. And I will hope that the little guy, Scotty, will get the Hawks some beef, man, so they can go deep. You know, if they got knocked off by the Kings, that's only because of their size last year. Hey, guys, you guys got a great, great show, and keep up the good
work. All right,
work.
Chris, thanks for the call, my friend. I know the Hawks aren't a very big team, and I know they get pushed around, but I'm going to tell you something. I fully expect to be playing for the Lord Stanley Cup come June.
Why?
I think they're better. I still think they are. I still think when they're at their best, they're better.
Yeah, they have their lapses.
I could be wrong. I know. Everybody has their lapses. I'm going with them again.
You always go with them, though.
Because I think they're the best.
Okay.
There's a lot of really good players, aren't there? Or am I missing something? And Johnny Oduya, you know, is running out of time.
For?
Championships. What said today? The story was today.
Why is he running out of time?
I don't know.
What are you talking
He's getting
about?
Older.
Well, so's everybody.
Well,
everybody's running out of time. Who said that? Is he saying that?
Yeah.
He says he's running out of time.
Well, maybe he's running out of time. Maybe they're running out of him. I don't know, but that's what he's talking about.
Well, this is from Vermicious Knish, who says, the conversation about Gasol is making my head explode. There seems to be some general agreement here that the Bulls would be better with Gasol off the bench. It would mitigate his defensive shortcomings and temper his minutes. A lineup of Rose, Butler, Dunleavy, Gibson, Noah should be able to score enough while defending a lot better. It's a worthwhile moment to point out that if Derrick Rose isn't a lot better at basketball come April than he is now, that this is all academic. But I've now twice, once from you, once from a contributor, heard somebody say Gasol won't do that. First, why do we make such an assumption? If he's such a consummate pro who understands that the route to winning, why are we so sure his reaction would be negative? Second, if Gasol doesn't like it, isn't getting him on board the very essence of point B to point C coaching?
It is.
Point A to point B is teaching a team how to play a winning brand of ball. Training them point B to point C is getting a team full of guys who already know how to play, all pulling in the same direction. Tom Thibodeau, do your job. If he can't get this done, then he is a better version of Skiles or Collins, a whip-cracking basketball savant who can make a bad team decent, a decent team good, but not a good team great.
I just think some things you can do, some things are logical. And I have no idea. You're right, though. As a pro, as long as he's been around, the reaction shouldn't be a problem. I don't know why I think it would be. I just do. I mean, I know he doesn't like the big minutes. That pains him. Pains his ass when he has to play big minutes. Doesn't want to do that.
Would he be too proud?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, why not ask him? Maybe say, look, if Alfonso Soriano could come off his signing requests of lead off and center field to bat sixth and play left. Then Pau Gasol's a smart enough guy where somebody could say, this is going to give us a better chance of winning a championship. And I would think that a well-argued case would be enough for him to do it.
Let me ask you a question. Off the bench, is he going to get the 35 minutes or 34 minutes a game? Or
you might be able to find a way depending on matchups, but even if it's 28... It's sure worth seeing how he could be more valuable. And you know what? You're not the other problem, too. You think it's a coincidence that the Bulls find themselves trailing in so many of these games?
No.
And what you get is this cycle where you're trailing because you have a bad defensive lineup on the floor. And then Thibodeau's like, okay, you want to work yourself out of it? You want to take a break? Get back in this game. Go score. Then Rose starts chucking dumb shots. Maybe with a better defensive lineup, you find yourself, hey, maybe your second unit comes in with a little bit of a lead like they used to. But it's not happening because the first team defense is so bad that they're falling behind at the end, at the middle of first quarter, end of the first quarter, middle of the second quarter. And then you're trying to dig out with Aaron Brooks.
See, I think everything you say makes perfect sense. However, I think if that was your plan, and maybe you could have envisioned this as a coach, right? You should know your personnel. You should know what's coming to your team. If you'd have broached this topic with him before the season started, just say, hey, Paul, you know what? Here's a problem we got here. You're five. Joe's a five. He's a really good defensive player. What about the bench? Could you come off with a really strong second
team? So you think it's just too late to do it?
I think it is, yeah.
I don't. I think that Gasol is probably not a knucklehead about it. He's got to understand some of what's going on, doesn't he?
I would think so because it would save him the balls on his head.
Rick in Calumet Park, you're on the score.
Yes. My comment is the Bulls' pick and roll defense, it has just gotten terrible. And I guess they got to be one of the worst teams in NBA in terms of defending pick and roll. I know that's part of the Gasol conversation, but Derrick Rose is terrible on defense too on pick and roll.
Correct. You're absolutely right. Absolutely right about all of it. Absolutely right about all of it. That's why I say, I mean, I don't know what you do. You only got a little more time here before you start playing for real with a team that believes to be in the championship window. Right now, that window is open, which shrunk a little bit since the season started, in my opinion. Unless you can put something together in these last couple months where you say to yourself, now we've got it. We've done it. We've plugged the holes. We've figured this out. But you're right. Pick and roll defense is awful. It's on a lot of teams, by the way. Not just them. Not just them. The problem is, while you're struggling to find this, somebody else has found something.
Yep.
You've got a team that is really terrific. You'd have to get it across. And Washington is a team that you just struggle with. You struggle with those big dudes. They're you may not know who they are, but you struggle with them.
Hub is next, talking some football on the Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run Inn Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
About 8.9 million people in the U.S. use smokeless tobacco. Most of them know they need to quit. Enter Jake's Mint Chew. Looks and holds the same as the real thing, but it's made from all-natural USDA-certified organic mint. No tobacco, no nicotine. It simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco, but without the harmful side effects. In fact, Jake's Mint Chew is good for your digestive system and even freshens your breath. So order Jake's Mint Chew and make your wife, kids, dentist, and doctor all very happy. Purchase online by clicking on the banner or go to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Valentine's Day secret, something you need to know. Available only at pajamagram.com. And I'm talking about the Hidden Secrets Collection. Sure, they look innocent enough at first glance, but let me tell you, they're made especially for play. The Hidden Secrets Collection by Pajamagram lets you sneak a peek and also gives you easy access. And just like you, they are always up for a little fun. Some even glow in the dark, begging for action as soon as the lights go out. Hug me, love me, they'll tell you. The only question is, are you ready to play? This Valentine's Day, share a secret with the one you love. Order from the Hidden Secrets Collection at pajamagram.com. Every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. That means you don't even have to wrap. And Valentine's delivery is guaranteed. Visit pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs and tell them the Score sent you. Again, that's pajamagram.com or 1-800-GIVE.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline has passed and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-816-9320. At Health Markets, our service is free. Call 800-816-9320 now. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom. I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest, a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
It's time to do our taxes, Boo! Which means it's time to get a refund. Yay! So if you're expecting a refund this year, head to Walmart and pick up a Walmart Money Card. With free direct deposit, you can get your refund fast. Just enter the card's number on your tax return form. If you're owed a refund, you'll get the money directly deposited onto your card. Don't wait by the mailbox. Get your money fast. Yay! Start strong. Save big at tax time. Walmart.